When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hey guys, before we start today's episode, two quick church announcements. First, for those of you guys who don't know, we have a membership program called The Society, which is an exclusive membership group as an extension to this podcast for people who want to grow in faith and business with like-minded people who get it. Now, you've heard on the show, we've done challenges and things throughout the year within The Society, but every year, we've been doing this for about 4 years now. Around the fourth quarter, we do this big annual fast. So, is that time of year again? The theme for this fast is some things only come through prayer and fasting. That scripture that you can find in both Matthew and in Mark. And our goal is to fast and to pray. Simple. No gimmicks, no pomp and circumstance. The basics of this walk and the lifestyle that we need to truly live out what God has called us to do and who He's called us to be. Our fasts always have just testimony after testimony. We have people who have gotten filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We've had people who were diagnosed with cancer, but it was no cancer found after the fast. People who've been believing in God for kids who were able to get pregnant. People who were believing in God for financial breakthrough who got financial breakthrough. I mean, there was even a point in time where we were financially pouring into each other right within the group to where people's bills were getting paid, people's mortgages were getting paid, groceries were being sent. It's truly just a beautiful, pure thing, and I really want you to be a part of it. Our fasts are always free, of course. Our society community is a paid membership community, but when we do these fasts and these challenges, they are always free, and you can choose to stay or not. It's totally up to you. So go to blessedandbossedup.com/fast to pre-register right now. You'll get an email with all the instructions on how to activate your free trial into our community. But we ready. We got some prophets, some teachers, some pastors who are going to be pouring into us over the course of this fast. Of course, we're going to have prayer calls every single day, Bible study, all of the things. And we're very, very excited. This is something that you don't want to miss. So again, go to blessedandbossedup.com/fast. And then a second quick church announcement. We're still offering holiday ad specials for those of you guys who have businesses and you want to promote right here on the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This show is phenomenal. We've reached about 275,000 people a month globally right on this platform. So go to blessedandbossedup.com/ad special to learn more about that. If you have any questions, feel free to send us an email right through the website. And I think that's it. Let's start the show.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
So in this video, I'm going to be doing a review of the year, but not about business, about life, motherhood, self-care, all of those things. First, let's talk about some lessons from this year. My biggest lesson, and my therapist has been pulling me together on, is that I need to take more breaks, delegate more, and just really, really prioritize my overall well-being. The problem is, I do a decent job at it, but as my business grows, I need to be a lot more intentional with it because it's very easy because I love what I do
I just feel so excited and grateful and happy and appreciative to get to do what I do in business. I work with some people I love. I work with clients that I love. Like, I really, really enjoy working. I remember even when I had my son, I started maternity leave early because child was big, couldn't breathe, and it was just time for me to go ahead and step off and get ready to have the baby. But even after like a month or so after, I was like itching to get back to work. So I like ended my maternity leave a little bit early because I just love what I do. And because of that, it's very easy to get sucked in and not really take the time for myself that I need. And I got to the point where some days, like I'm taking Tylenol multiple times throughout the week because I have a headache, because I've exerted so much energy and so much brain power into my business, into my client's business. My voice will go out because if I minimize what I do, I think and I speak for a living, right? So it's a lot of voice that I'm using and a lot of brain power I'm using. And if I'm not careful, I'll lose my voice and I'll end up taking Tylenol multiple times a week because I have a headache from using my brain so much. And biggest lesson is I have to take more time for active rest. I have to take more breaks throughout the day. And so something I'm gonna start doing next year is I'm gonna take a week off at the end of every single quarter. Before the year is over, I'm gonna go ahead and book that time off. If I wanna go somewhere for a trip, I'm gonna plan it in advance, book the trip so I have to go, whatever it may be. That's one of the things that my husband and I talk about. It's just, okay, 1 week out the year, I am taking time off. How am I gonna spend it? What's my budget for me to take this time off? And I'm not gonna spend a whole week on vacation. Like, I don't even wanna leave my child for that long. But maybe I take a weekend and go on a staycation, or maybe my husband and I do take a vacation together. Maybe we take a vacation as a family. Just really sitting down and planning those weeks every quarter that I'm gonna have that active time off where I'm just spending time with the people I love and also spending time with myself and refilling. Something else I learned about myself this year is that I'm good at setting boundaries, but I bend them a lot for people I love. And I have to learn more how to say no to people that I really, really care about. Because again, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. And I want to help the people that I love with whatever it is that I've committed to. I want to do it my best. But I found this year that a lot of times it's been at my own detriment. And so at that point is when it becomes a problem and I have to take a step back and make the necessary adjustments. So next year, I still have not figured it out yet, but I'm going to figure out a process to how I can really just evaluate instead of just hopping, yeah, I'll help you. Oh yeah, I'll do it. Just really taking a step back and evaluating, can I do it? Should I do it? And then make a decision from there. So I need to work out more because it's my nature to just say yes to people that I love to help them out. But I'm not setting myself up by success to think that I'm going to just change that overnight. So I have to figure out some type of process on what that's going to look like. So maybe it's taking it to my husband and say, hey, such and such asked me to do this. What do you think? And having him hold me accountable to taking care of myself. I think that's something I may do. I still have to figure that out. But a big lesson is I bend my boundaries way too much for those that I love to the detriment of myself. Something that didn't work this year, I took an L on, was small rewards for big accomplishments. Like, y'all, I be tripping. This is why I have to go to therapy, because I really be tripping. I would take myself out to eat for signing a big contract. Girl, first of all, you eat out all the time. So is that a reward? Like, do you even really need a reason to eat out? Because I'll eat out just because it's Wednesday. So signing a big contract and going out to eat, the math ain't nothing as far as that being an adequate reward. Your reward system sucks. So I'm doing something to reward myself or to refill, but it just was not adding up. The effort that went into the thing was not equal to the refilling that happened. And so I'm gonna do better. Again, this is why I'm in therapy. So that was a huge L I took. I just was not rewarding myself and really celebrating my accomplishments enough. That's something I'm constantly working towards doing better at, because my nature is, oh, great, woohoo, the next thing, though. Oh, great, woohoo, the next thing, though. I never take the time to really just internalize and be grateful for what God is allowing me to accomplish. And that's a huge L, especially now as the things, like as he continues to blow my mind more and more and more, like I gotta do better. And I will do better.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Some things that have worked well, though, is definitely my diet. Just not eating meat and dairy just overall makes me feel good on a day-to-day. And I don't see myself going back at any point because of how I feel. So because I am so busy and all the things that I have going on, I think my diet really sets me up for success because I'm not feeling sluggish and weighed down by food and emotional and all of that that comes with not eating right. And so that's really worked well. And that's something I'm definitely going to continue. I just need to do better with drinking water. If y'all watched like a vlog, I think we had one around December where my husband and Jaleesa were fussing me out about not drinking water. So I got to do better because I will get zoned in and not eat or drink water. So that's why we're going back to she's going to take more breaks throughout the day. But that diet part, though, and just being very specific about that has been very helpful for me this year. Therapy has been very helpful for me this year. It's been a few months of me going to therapy, and that lady don't let me get away with nothing. I usually can talk myself out of some things, and she'd be like, just be looking like, oh, okay. But what about this though? And I'm like, dang, I thought I talked myself out of that, but I didn't. But therapy has been very helpful for me, and it's a non-negotiable for me. So like even going into next year, and it's so great that I usually have it on schedule. So when I leave one session, I make the appointment for the next one. And most of the time, something will happen like that Monday, or I might be feeling a certain type of way or whatever the same week of the session, and it's already there. So it's not something else that I have to do to go schedule a therapy session. It's just something that I do consistently every few weeks. And it's just really, really helping me to make sure that I'm taking care of myself and that I am setting myself up to be healthy and to be whole and to be well in the midst of this amazing life that God has allowed me to have. Amazing, but also a lot of work that God has allowed me to have is just really having somebody who is making sure that I'm taking care of myself. That's a professional, has been very, very helpful for me. And I'm definitely not giving that up. Starting my day early. I've always been an early bird, but really like starting my day at the latest 5 a.m. is huge for me. It allows me to be extremely productive. I'm able to do the most important things where my mind is the freshest. Like I love being up early before everybody else, just really getting things done and then going to bed at night. So yeah, waking up early has worked wonders for me, and I ain't giving that up. Something else that's been working well for me, I like to cook. And I'm real big on us eating well, too. Again, y'all know how I feel about making sure that not just me, but my husband and my son, we're all just eating high quality foods. Because eating terrible foods is the quickest way to just like set yourself up for failure and sickness and just a bunch of foolishness. Like we really, really have to eat well and feed our body premium fuel because we are premium kingdom citizens. OK, but cooking takes a lot of time sometimes. So for me, during the week, only cooking meals that take 30 minutes or less, it's been very easy for me to cook throughout like multiple times a week in the midst of everything else that I have going on by making sure that it only takes 30 minutes or less. So it takes me no time to get dinner prepared for us. And so that, just that small adjustment and that boundary of if it takes longer than 30 minutes, do it on the weekend or don't do it at all, has been very helpful to make sure that I'm eating well, my family's eating well, and we're maintaining that boundary of putting good things into our body. Something else that I started doing, my son now goes to daycare one day a week. So we have a nanny. She works full time. So now she alternates between Friday nights and then like Saturdays for a few hours during the day. And that's when me and BJ do our date nights. So that way I didn't have to like cut our hours or anything like that. But then we do send our son to daycare once a week because it's just an opportunity for him to get used to a school environment and to get used to playing with other children. Because these COVID babies are used to being by themselves. And my son is king. Like he is so spoiled. And he is the light of everybody in my family's life because he's the first grandchild, the first baby. So spoiled is an understatement. That child, he acts just like me. So he's very demanding. He's very like sure of himself. He knows what he wants when he wants it. He communicates very well. So he's very clear on what he wants, what he's going to do, what he's not going to do. Like that boy is something else. And so I wanted to get him somewhere where he's used to playing with other children. I'm not sold on the idea of sharing. Like I saw this TikTok video where they were like, things I won't be teaching my kids. And so one person was saying like sharing, because like, why? Like, why do you have to share? If you don't want to, why? Right? And I'm like, you know what? That's true. Like, why do we force kids to do certain things? But he is going to know how to, he does need to know how to behave in a school environment and be accommodating in some settings and socialize and things of that nature. So putting him in a school setting once a week is a way for us to slow walk it. Eventually he'll go like maybe like a year before school starts. I'll have him go consistently. But for right now, just a way for him to just be a little bit more socialized. So he goes once a week. And that has helped a lot because I work from home then once a week and he's not in the house. So with the nanny, he's in the house. So I'm usually, if I'm working from home, I'm like in our room. Because otherwise, when they're out playing or she's preparing his snack, we always know at 11 o'clock, he gonna come out singing, messing with us. BJ works from home too, so he's gonna be messing with us, singing, doing the most. And 11 o'clock, and then at like 1 something when his lunch happens. And then after his nap around maybe like 3:34, he's gonna be turned again. And it's nice to have him and our nanny there and, you know, knowing he's safe, having him in the house. But it's also nice on them Fridays when he gone and the house is quiet all day. that is a beautiful day. So that has worked really well for us this year, and we'll continue that until he starts going somewhere full time. And then prayerfully, by then there'll be another kid in the house. But yeah, so that's worked really well for me this year. But next year, some things I'm definitely going to start implementing or just keep up is going to therapy, continuing to keep up with my diet, taking more breaks throughout the day. One of the things that my therapist and I talked about that I'm going to start doing even before next year is actually taking a lunch break. So usually I'll eat real quick if I eat and then get back to work, but actually taking a break throughout the day. So I set my calendar to where for about an hour around noon, no calls, no meeting, no nothing. I'm actually taking a lunch break and I'll watch a show, do whatever I want to do during that hour period and then get back to work. And also having just some breaks even beyond that. So even after my day is over. So usually I will work till like 4:30 when our nanny leaves and I go straight to family time. I'll cook dinner, hang out with BJ and the baby, might go to the park, whatever. But really working in some time between work and then family mode for me, because I was going straight into it, that's not necessarily working because I'm not taking care of me. And so next year and even the rest of this year, I'm going to make sure my day ends maybe around 4 versus 4:30. So that way I can give myself maybe even until 5 before I go back into family mode. So that's something I'm definitely going to start doing and just figuring out how else throughout the day I can start taking breaks. Something my husband does is a couple times throughout the day, he goes for a walk. So that gives him a time to get from in front of the computer, debrief, relax his mind for a second. It's getting cold, so don't think I can do that. But just following his lead, just taking a moment away from the computer, really prioritizing that, I think will be really good for me. So that's something I'm gonna do for self-care as well next year. So anything you guys been doing to take care of yourself and making sure you don't fall into your workaholic ways? Because I told you guys, I have to tame my inner hustler. That's not a one-time thing. In order for me to stay submitted to God, I have to be consistent with taming that inner person who wants to grind and make things happen. I have to constantly keep her buried so that I could maintain that position and that pace. So let me know anything that you guys do for self-care in the comments and any suggestions that you have for me. But that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we do another one. And I'll see you in the next video.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.